Is cessation of misery not stable unless the soul comes to experience Krishna? Yeah, that is our understanding, that the soul needs pleasure somewhere or the other. So if the soul does not get spiritual pleasure, then even if one somehow becomes distanced from material pleasure, search for pleasure will push one back again over there.
Yes.
That's why it's a frustration is not the qualification for devotion. Just because I'm frustrated in material life, that does not mean make me qualified for spiritual devotional life. Frustration can become a spur. You know, when I'm frustrated in material life, I start inquiring what is higher. But then there has to be some positive attraction to Krishna that has to develop.
Right.
And that happens by the mercy of devotees, by the mercy of the spiritual master. So just if I'm frustrated in material life and that's why I come to spiritual life, then you know it is not that spiritual life is free from frustration. In spiritual life also there will be frustration. Then I'll go back to material life again because of that. So we need some motive higher than just the avoidance of trouble. So because of trouble in my material life, I come to spiritual life. And because of trouble in spiritual life, I go back to material life. No, we have to have some higher conviction, higher attraction, and then we'll be able to move on steadily. So yes, the first two stages talk about the rejection of the freedom from material consciousness. And now it talks about spiritual consciousness.
I have one more.
Yeah. Any other questions? Anyone else? Okay.
The Rupa Goswami verse.